Barack Obama. You were with the Texans. You were at that meeting, right?
Yeah.
The Barack Obama morning. Uh-huh. What was your initial thought? Because the first time I heard it, I was like, that sounds strange. Why would you do that if you're Bob McNair?
Yeah, you know, you don't often have meetings with the owner, honestly, as a team. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, you'll see him beginning of the year, you know, he comes in and talks to the team during camp, or, you know, I've had him come in a couple of times when we've had, like, really rough spots in seasons past, but this was a different type of meeting. I think it was outside after practice. I'm not sure what exactly. My memory is failing me, but it was one of those things where it happened and you're like, huh.
Did that just happen?
Interesting. This seems a little weird. And then you look back on it after other things come, like, oh man, did you remember what was that conversation? Like, oh man, yeah. So a couple of the guys who, and my buddies who were on the team then, like, hey, do you remember that? And I had totally forgotten about it. Yeah. Didn't even think twice about it. I'm like, oh, man, yeah, you're right, man. Because it was just, you know, right after practice, quick meeting.
And it was one of those
happy
things.
Happy for you guys. Like, wait, that's so weird. That's a
And he wasn't saying statement. It like in a joking manner or anything. Because Dwayne Brown, when he recapped it, you know, last year he said he was visibly upset. And it wasn't normal, obviously, like you just said. But this wasn't like he wasn't ribbing the guys or anything. This was like for real. He just called a meeting and said, hey, you guys might be happy, but we're not.
Yeah, it was. That's the part. It was just so strange that, you know, we're in the middle of the season and, you know, this guy gets elected and it wasn't the guy that he was supporting. But, you know, a lot of the guys on the team were, you know, very supportive of Barack and, like, exciting. Yeah, no, just in general, it was exciting at the same time, but just an interesting take on it. And
it was an historic moment for the country.
Yeah.
So it is weird, even though, you know, his side lost.
For a lot of guys on the team, too.
Right.
Just in the moment that Mr. McNair came and talked to us.
that's a
landmark in their mind. I mean,
but right. It obviously wasn't all that important to you because you had forgotten about it.
Well, yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, maybe I was just had the blinders on during the season and was just at that point in my life was not interested in politics and in the back and forth on all that stuff. Obviously, I could recognize what's an important moment in history and stuff like that. But one of the things, like, all right, well, that happened and that was weird. But then you look back years on the road, I'm like, oh man, that was weirder than I was actually making it out to be back then.
We got Owen Daniels in studio. By the way, go to bluecure.org. They have a luncheon coming March 14 with Aaron Brockovich. And there's still some tables and tickets left right now, bluecure.org.
Yeah.
Were there any other moments with Bob McNair that stick out and you go, ooh, racist owner or subtle racist things, anything like that? Because there's so much coming out now. It's just, was there anything that you noticed?
No, I mean, I always had a great relationship with Mr. McNair, and he's an old, you know, Southern rich white guy, and not every old Southern rich white guy necessarily has like racist viewpoints or whatever like that. But people might say, like, oh, that's just old fashioned. That's just how those people are. I'm like, yeah, but you know, it is what it is.
Sure.
You know, you can make any excuse you want for it,